Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome. This is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio, and I am Colleen van der Zijden, the host of this show. And as you are joining in, as usual, please do say hello. I am looking for the comments, and they have apparently moved yet again. So as you are coming in, definitely say hello so that I know you're there and the tech is working as it should. And so as I was saying, this is Lilydale Radio. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about you, who you are at the soul level. And every week we talk about all sorts of things to help you become your best self. And this week we are going to be talking about energetic overwhelm. So many people are experiencing energetic overwhelm. Our energy is depleted and we're struggling to be positive. And sometimes we feel like we're barely hanging on. So we are going to be talking about different ways to help you reset your energy. We are going to be talking about some ways to protect your energy. I'm planning to do some mini energy readings and give people their own prescription, if you will, for resetting their energy. So we're planning to do that tonight as well. And as you are joining in, say hello. And I see I've got some hellos happening right now. Hi, Julie. Nice to see you. And Denise and Greg and Zena. I love names that begin with Z. I just think that's wonderful. So thanks for coming. Hi, Mick. How's it going? And Susan, hello. And Kristen and Lori and Kay and Lois and Charity. Hi, Charity. And Deborah and Darlene. And my scrolling thing did weird things again. And Chuck. Hi, Chuck. And Erica. Nice to meet you as well. And Melissa. So as I was saying, we are going to be talking about energetic overwhelm tonight. And if you don't know anything about who I am, what's going on, I'm Colleen van der Zijden. I am a registered medium at Lilydale Assembly. And every week, pretty much, I host this show, Embracing Your Essence, for Lilydale Radio. Now, Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and there are many workshops and events that are currently happening off-season. Once the summer starts June 23rd or 4th, we will have a lot more workshops happening, but right now there are some workshops going on off-season via Zoom. So if you go to lilydaleassembly.org, you can see everything that is happening, and also the official Facebook page, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated. You can find out all of the events. And I am, as I said, a medium. I'm also a certified intuitive life coach. I'm a spiritual teacher. And I'm the author of the book, Courageously You. And every week here, I just love to give you different ideas so that you can live your best life. And it is so much fun for me, as for these shows, especially because I love when you ask questions and I love when you make comments. And so feel free to do that. I have the comments right in front of me. So hopefully it works out and that I see them. So hello, Ellen and Sam and Erica, your first time here. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Hi, Joe and Courtney. Hey, how are you doing, Courtney? I haven't seen you in a long time. Hi, Stephanie and Lori, and Michelle and Mary Kay and Tracy. And Cindy and Carol and Mary. Nice to see you guys. And I see some of you. Hi, Anthony. How are you? Well, I hope to see you this summer. It's been a while since I've seen you in person. And Mary Beth. And so I see some of you are from our soul empowerment community. So a double welcome for you as well. And so for those of you who followed us along as we were promoting our soul empowerment community, where we are doing workshops all the time, every other week, plus all sorts of other events. It's so much fun over there, and we are really looking forward to the next time we launch it and allow more people to come in. But if you're interested in the idea of soul empowerment, where you can be yourself learning all sorts of things about spiritual matters, where you have a community of people who love you and support you, you might want to go to my website, ColleenVanderZijden.com, and look for the Soul Empowerment page, and you can learn more about the program. And you can also get on the waiting list so that you can be first notified when we reopen the doors on that. So I think I've told you everything I need to tell you. So let's get to our topic tonight, energetic overwhelm. life is very odd and chaotic these days, and I'm sure that so many of you would agree. There is a lot of uncertainty out there. There was a little minor earthquake in Buffalo the other day, not a big tragic one like the one in Turkey. Send them lots of love and blessings. But this little minor earthquake in Buffalo, and I was talking to my daughter, because we've had a couple earthquakes in Western New York, but, you know, they're so small. They're, you know, in comparison to other places. But I said to her, you know, years ago I checked on this, and there's actually a fault line that's rather large near Buffalo. Maybe I should get insurance on this. And in the past, we haven't really been concerned about it. But she said something very interesting, and she said, well, maybe you should, because things we never thought would happen did happen. So maybe I should get insurance. There seems to be, in the past few years, we've had so many things happen we never, ever could have imagined would have happened. And I'm not talking about all positive things, of course. There seems to be an extraordinary amount of loss lately. We've got the loss of people. We've got the loss of friends and family. There's the loss of jobs. We've got estrangements within the family. We've gotten more broken relationships. There seems to be so much loss out there. People feeling, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen next. And so we keep losing things. And with this, when these things happen, we start getting very anxious and upset or concerned. We've got the world and the country problems and tragedies, and those energies are affecting us. So many people are barely hanging on. We're on high alert, scanning for the next problem, what's going to happen next. And so many of us feel out of control and lost, anxious. We feel hopeless or pessimistic. And it's very easy for us to get caught up in the worry and sadness. And it can be really hard for us to be positive or hopeful. With everything that's happening, even those things that are not directly occurring around us or to us or happening to us, the energy is still affecting us. It's like an undercurrent. It's always present. And I found a picture to illustrate this show of a man walking on a tightrope, because we can feel like we are walking on a tightrope. You know, we're trying to keep our balance, our energetic balance, and then the wind starts blowing. We have no control over the wind, and we're walking on this tightrope, and we feel like we could fall. Because of everything that's going on, we're using our energy to simply make it through as best we can. So many people are surviving. That's the only word I can come up with, surviving. We're just doing what we have to do. And when this happens, our energy gets depleted. We feel like we don't have anything left to give. We might feel like we want to hide away and not do anything or go anywhere. And with this, have you been experiencing some of these things? Because I know for me, and I am very much an empath, so I pick up on energies all of the time. And I have had to learn over the years to really protect my energy. I've had to learn how to replenish my energy. And this is all the stuff we're going to talk about tonight, some ways you can replenish your energy, how to protect your energy, how to clear your energy, how to ground your energy. We're going to talk about all these things. And when things are happening around us, they very much affect us. And our energy, what it's doing is it's constricting and it's shutting down. And we need to break that pattern and move into a different direction where we don't feel so out of control and helpless. So many people are really struggling with anxiety these days. The percentage of people struggling with anxiety or depression is gigantic. So tonight we're going to talk about a whole bunch of ways. I was going to give you an exact number, but there were so many ways I got confused in adding it up. So I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of ways so that you can protect your energy and recalibrate it. As always, feel free to ask questions. I do plan to do some readings tonight, energy readings, little mini ones. And so if you want to ask a question or get a mini reading, don't ask now for the reading. You need to be on my page right now where I am on Facebook, Colleen Vanderduyden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. So if you are not on my specific page, I cannot see your comments. So if you're on Lily Dell Assembly, if you're in the Embrace the Light Within Facebook group, if you're in the Spiritual Growth and Support group, you want to come over here to my page so that I can see your comments and questions. As I'm talking tonight, you might also want to take some notes. I'm going to go over a lot of different things, And when I do something like this, it is not a directive for you to do all of them by any means. But if something grabs you and you think, you know what, I want to do that, then try it and see. Most of the things I'm going to talk about, the beginning part, I'm going to explain something deeper. But as I get going, I'm going to give you energetic techniques you can do, energy medicine, acupressure, those kinds of things you can do to reset your energy. I'll also talk about some perspective shifts, of course, because I always do, but only minimally tonight. I'm going back to look at the comments before I start. So, I just happen to see a good one here that, I mean, people are struggling, right? The anxiety and depression is there. All of this, everybody, I know, right? Was ordained in 2000 in Camp Chesterfield. That's awesome, Dolores. Not sure how to succeed. I feel like I'm too weak to handle life. And you're not alone on this. Everybody, I don't know anybody who's not struggling. I really don't. And so tonight, I'm just skimming really fast. Don't worry, I'm getting to this. Mary Beth, I'm so sorry you've lost so much of your family the past few years. I know so many people are feeling very alone as they handle their grief and the loss of their loved ones. It's an odd time. It is an odd time. Darlene said she was very exhausted last month, but this month it's not so bad. Exhaustion is definitely a sign of our energy being depleted. Hi, Ron. Nice to see you. Hi, Corky. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Mom. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in ages. So glad you got here, Leslie, to be with us today. I know there's so much going on. Okay, so let me get to my topic. How do you know? I can see your comments. If I can see your comments, you are on my page, so you are on my page, Corky. So my page, again, is Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach. If you type in Colleen Van Der, it should pop up. Okay, so let's talk about energy and how we can fix some of this energetic overwhelm. So the number one, and this is the most important, this came in first, and my, oh, Courtney, I'm so sorry. How sad. You lost your best friend so recently as well. Oh, how sad. I cannot see you. No, Monica, I cannot see you, but I can see your comment, so I know you're on my page. I can see your comment. Energy vampires. Woo, okay. We got all sorts of stuff happening tonight, don't we? So the first thing I'm going to talk about came in first, and I always trust spirit implicitly to lead me in the direction that I go, okay? So the first thing, and this is so important, and this is the part that I think so many of us forget about when we're dealing with life and or our energy. To reset your energy, you must be aware of how you're feeling, okay? You'll know when your energy is off because you're going to feel anxious or worried or stressed out or exhausted. So what we want to do instead, and this is totally connected to the energy, okay? Instead of pushing away those emotions, the anxiety, et cetera, we resist them, right? We push them away, we resist them, which is natural and normal. Instead of doing that, though, we want to go in the other direction. We want to allow the emotion to be with us. We want to let them be. Now, sometimes we're scared about going into the emotion. Sometimes we just don't want to, right? But we could be scared. What if we can't get out of it? What if it becomes too deep? What if it becomes too heavy? What if it's too painful? We don't want to experience it. So if you're feeling anxiety and stress and exhaustion and worry and whatever it is, you just let them be. So that means you intentionally pay attention to them. You notice, label them, identify them. I am feeling anxiety. Okay? When I feel anxiety, sometimes if I step into that emotion, not all the time, but sometimes when I step into it, sometimes it feels like the anxiety gets stronger. And if that is the case for you, when you sit with that emotion for a few minutes, that's okay. Just keep feeling that. We want the emotion to be there, to come up to the surface. Now, here's part of this. We don't want to feed the emotion, telling yourself a story of how awful you feel, or the story of how you can't make yourself feel better, or the story that you are powerless to make a difference in some of those situations, which you are, because some of them we have no control over, right? But why get stuck telling ourselves we can't do anything about it, we can't do anything about it, because it's just going to feed that emotion and we're going to feel worse. So when we are dealing with our energy like this, we want to feel that emotion, sit with it, let it be. As you sit with it, if it comes up and it gets stronger, you might notice a peak in its expression. So it'll get stronger, but then it'll fade. What you're doing is you're processing the emotion. You're choosing to do it. This is so important for our energy because our energy is represented by our emotions in so many different ways. Our emotions are energy. So if we are pushing away our emotions, stifling them or ignoring them, that means we are blocking our energy from flowing. And when we block our energy from flowing, our energy is not strong and we feel overwhelmed and depleted energetically. So the first most important thing is become aware of how you're feeling. Acknowledge it by sitting in it. If you sit there for 1 or 2 minutes, that's usually all it takes. It's unlikely you're going to be trapped there. Okay? Very unlikely. So you let it be there. You don't feed it by telling yourself stories to make it worse. And so you're allowing yourself to process them. Then the next thing is to notice where the emotions are in your body. Where do you feel them? You want to be curious. You're just noticing them. You're not judging yourself or anything like that. You're just noticing. When you notice the emotions in your body and where they're located, your body becomes more grounded and centered. So your energy becomes more grounded and centered because now you're not feeling out of control. You're actually doing something. Okay? We feel out of control with the uncertainty. We feel out of control with things that are happening around us. But now we're taking control and we're saying, I'm stepping into this emotion. I'm going to feel it and I'm going to pay attention to where it is in my body. I'm just going to be curious. I'm going to explore it, see what it is. When you do that, you get back into your energy. You're stronger in your energy. You'll see as you accept the emotions, the intensity will diminish. Now you can breathe with the intention of being back in your body. And when you're back in your body, you're grounded in stability and your energy will be calmer. And I know some of you are like, I thought you were just going to tell me, you know, do this tapping or whatever. And don't worry, I'm going to do those things because those are fun and they work. But if we deny how we're feeling, if we push down the emotions, our energy does not flow. And because it's not flowing, you're trying harder and that's why it gets depleted. I know you don't want to look at the emotions, but it works. I'm telling you. Yes, the anxiety with the earthquake was amazing because so many empaths, and I know so many of you are, could feel the energy of what's happening over there. You could feel the pain. You could feel the loss. So it's very important to express some of this. Okay. Yes, and some people are, so many people are struggling to function. Okay, so now that was the first idea to think about, all that emotion stuff, and it's so important. Please don't skip that part. I know I tend to skip that part sometimes because it's easier, but it's not easier, and then I have to make up for that time. Okay, the next thing, after you've done that, because that is important, and I can't stress that enough, what we want to do is strengthen the energy in your body. After you're back in your body, you're grounded, your energy's calmer. To strengthen it, what you do is you put your hand on your heart. You breathe and you send compassion to yourself. Simply breathe and send compassion to yourself. You're doing the best you can in a chaotic world. You're doing the best you can. Acknowledge that. Good for you. You're doing the best you can. You're working hard. You're trying hard. Go with that. You want to acknowledge the hard work that you've done and your attempts to feel better because you have tried so many different ways to feel better, haven't you? You have. So you've been doing as good a job as you could have. And so we want to acknowledge that. We want to give ourselves compassion. We are not failing because our energy is depleted. Not at all. We've just tried so hard. We've depleted our energy. There's nothing wrong with it. So as you breathe and send in that compassion, any time a negative thought pops up that you have failed, you aren't good enough, that you'll never feel better, set them aside and affirm to yourself, I love myself. I understand I've done the best I can. I am a good person, and I mean that in the highest way possible. I am a good person. I am compassionate and kind toward myself. These statements will help you continue to shift that energy. And with your hand on the heart and you breathe, you can feel that compassion. What would it feel like if you were showing yourself compassion and kindness and giving yourself a little break on how it's going? You would feel better. This will help shift your energy. Yes, Lori, you're on the correct page. Yes, the energy is just something. Okay, I'm just checking the comments a second. Yeah, Spirit told me what to talk about. The stories we create in our head is self-sabotage. Yes, Tina, so true. Yes, I know if we sit down and just zone out a little bit, we do feel better. Absolutely. So that was number two, strengthening it, sending yourself compassion. The third thing here is when we are feeling energetically overwhelmed, I'm sure you've noticed that your energy can be very scattered. You're all over the place. We have a hard time focusing. We have too much going on in our head. We overthink. We have a hard time. We worry. We may have a hard time living, even functioning. And there was, I don't know if Greg posted that statistic, but there's a huge statistic out there that people are really struggling, even just functioning, making it through the day. So when we're feeling like this, our energy is scattered. So what we want to do is we want to ground our energy. And in the metaphysical world, we all, you know, throw that word about grounding, but what does that really mean, grounding our energy? Literally, it means bringing your energy back to the earth, bringing it back to the physical plane. Now, for an example, just a really quick example, if you've ever done a really awesome meditation where you got really up there, you know, you were just so connected spiritually or you felt almost high with that energy. Okay, now that's this end. But what we need to do after that is to bring ourselves back into our body and ground ourselves back into the physical present moment. So that's really what grounding is. When we're grounded, when our energy is grounded, we feel more secure, we feel safer, we feel more optimistic and positive. The uncertainty and chaos won't affect us as much. Now, there are lots and lots of different ways to ground, and I'm going to tell you 10 of them. So if you are just joining in, I'm Colleen Vanderzijden, a registered medium at Lilydale and certified intuitive life coach, and I do this show every week pretty much. And today we are talking about energetic overwhelm. If you have questions, feel free to ask. I do see I have some comments there. So let me just skim through really, really quickly right now. Yes. Sorry. Some of you guys have some stuff. Changing job is. It really is. It is like a loss. It is a grief. It really is. You are enough. Yes. Oh, good. I'm glad you're finding this helpful. Yes. Other people deplete your energy. And what we do is if we want to build up our own energy, our awareness of our energy enough so that other people won't be able to deplete our energy. And a lot of that is becoming secure with ourselves, who we are, of course, but it's us becoming really aware of our energies. So that we recognize we do have control over these things. Sometimes we feel so out of control and we don't think we can do these things, right? Okay, I won't comment on that one just yet. Okay, we've got a person on the thing that needs to disappear. So if somebody could take care of medium physical and block them, I don't know if you'll be able to block them or if I need to do it. But anyway, block them. And if he or she asks you to a friend request so that they can give you a reading, just ignore them, okay? Do not do it. So let's talk about grounding. Okay. So the first way to ground, of course, makes sense, right? If we want to get closer to the earth, we want to come back to the earth energy, to physical energy, then we need to do something physical. So walking outside, dancing, okay, moving the body, right? Singing is physical. We want a garden. We may want to do some sports. We might want to create music or art. We might want to do yoga or qigong. There are so many different ways that we can do something physical to get back into our bodies. That's the first one, do something physical. This will help you ground, and lots of other ways to do this. Okay? And when we are exhausted, when we are wanting to hide, when our energy is depleted, the last thing we want to do is get up and go outside for a walk, right? It's the last thing. But you will know that, of course, if you get outside, and you can get outside, and if you can't, use your treadmill and just get your body moving. But when we get outside and do something, we feel better. It moves our energy, okay? It's moving our energy and getting it going. It's very helpful for us. So force yourself. If you can't seem to do it, promise yourself you're only going to walk for 10 minutes. And then invariably we get out for 10 minutes and we keep going. So try that. Number one, do something physical. Number two, there is a meditation that works very well to get you more grounded. I call it the I am noticing meditation. You notice your surroundings. I am noticing that the walls are painted a form of yellow. I am noticing that the furniture is brown. I am noticing the flowers in the corner of the room. I am hearing the sound of the refrigerator. I am feeling comfortable. I'm not too hot, not too cold, so I'm feeling comfortable. I am noticing the light. And what you're doing is paying attention to your surroundings with all of your senses, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, maybe even smell something, whatever it might be. This kind of meditation brings you physically back into the present moment. Now, there are other meditations, of course, with the ones we love that do get us feeling high because we're so connected, which are wonderful. If you want to do those when you're feeling a little depleted, that is wonderful to do because you can get messages and guidance and strength that way as well. But make sure you ground yourself back in because we have to get back here in our body. So the I am noticing meditation is the second one. The third one, of course, is breathing. You can simply do 10, 20 breaths. Just say to yourself, I'm going to do 10 breaths. And that's all I'm going to do. You focus on your breathing. You focus on your breath. It calms you down, calms your energy down, brings your energy back here. So instead of being all scattered, all about, it brings it back here. As you're breathing, you can notice how the inhale and exhale affects your body. You notice your body sitting in the chair, floor, feet on the floor, whatever it might be. You can notice your body while you're breathing. Again, putting the two things together, the breathing and the body together. To calm yourself, a quick way to do that besides counting your breath and noticing the effect in your body is also to do the 4-4-4 breathing. You inhale for 4 counts, you hold it for 4 counts, and you exhale for 4 counts. That's the simplest one. There are all sorts of variations you can do in terms of how long you breathe in, how long you hold, how long you exhale. There's all sorts of different ones out there, but there's lots of things you can do with it. The breathing, if we literally took 10 seconds, let's say 20 seconds in case you're really slow and deep breathing, if we literally took 20 seconds to breathe a couple times a day, we would be grounded back in our bodies and we would feel better. It's the easiest one, right? Just simply breathe and pay attention to your breath. We don't breathe. When we're anxious, our energy is depleted, we are shallow breathers. We don't go deep. We're not aware. We're, you know, it's the rushing around kind of feeling. We just keep going because that's the only thing we know how to do. So the third one is the breathing. Number four, this is a fun one. So visualize your feet having roots and going into the ground. You don't necessarily have to be standing outside on the ground to do this. Okay, you can stand up in your house on the fifth floor of your apartment building. It still works. So you visualize your feet having roots and going into the ground and energy coming back up into your body from the earth through those roots into your body, right through your legs and up through. I like to visualize the energy coming up from the ground as bubbles of energy because it brings me, I feel more energetic and it gives me a lighter feeling. So when I do this one, I visualize sending my energy down into the earth, right? And then the fun energy coming back up through the roots, up through my feet, up through my legs, into my body, bubbling up, and I feel lighter and more connected. Okay, so that's number four. Okay, number five, stones, and literally rocks from outside, or crystals, and as you breathe, you intend to ground with them. Now, there are a few crystals that work very well for grounding, hematite, depending on who you talk to, absorbs negative energy. So hematite, I say both ways. Smoky quartz clears and grounds as well. Black tourmaline dispels fear, which is a great one, and anxiety, and that promotes a sense of safety and security. So black tourmaline. So those kinds work very well, hematite, smoky quartz, and black tourmaline. Sometimes it helps us to have a focus when we're grounding. If we focus. Let's see. I'm going to pause for 2 seconds and check your comments for a minute because I saw one that grabbed my interest. Dancing at work. Oh, my God, I love you, Tina. That's so much fun. getting in the pool at the local gym. The water is amazing for grounding us. I have to do this many times, yes. And the thing is, sometimes when we are grounding, because if our energy is really scattered and we're suffering with anxiety or depression and those things, sometimes we really do have to keep doing things over and over. But the more we do them, because the easier they become and the faster they work, definitely. Somebody just said they keep a tote of dirt to help with grounding. That's really cool. Okay, Erica, if you are around people or at work and can't do grounding, what you want to do is take a few moments. Now, you could be talking to somebody, and you could, in your head, be intending that your energy is going into the ground through your feet. And you can still be paying attention, but you can also do two things at once and intend that there. You could have a black tourmaline crystal in your pocket, and you could hold that, because just touching it is going to remind you that it's helping you ground. So, Tina, I just saw your comment, Tina. Carry rocks in my pocket. Yes, so many of us do. So there are always ways to work around. Okay, words vibrate. Yes, that's one of them. I'm going to talk about that. Okay, the next one, number six, eat protein. Okay, for me, protein does ground me. Okay, and it can be meat, and I know some people are vegetarians and they have different sources of protein, but eat protein. For some people, it really does help them ground. Okay? We think sometimes chocolate will ground us. It doesn't. And I'm a big chocolate person, so I'm telling you, it doesn't. And that's the truth. But protein will. Okay, number seven. I've said this a couple of times in various things more recently, so if you've heard it, hear it again. Put your hands in running water, okay, on a faucet, or even better, a waterfall, right? Or put your hands on the faucet while the water is running, because the pipes are grounded. Okay, intend for the energy, excess energy, scattered energy, to go out your arm, through your hands, into the pipe, into the ground. It's an amazing feeling sometimes. It's like a whooshing out of your body. So that's a fun one. So that's number seven. Number eight, chanting, toning, words, those kinds of things. You can find a root chakra meditation online, sound meditation. So the root chakra is your base chakra. This is the one that represents safety and security in your life. So if you go online, you can find a meditation. Look for Jonathan Goldman. He actually has a couple of CDs or downloads these days probably called Chakra Chants, and you can chant along with them with the recording, and the root one would be the one I'm suggesting for these purposes tonight. So you could do this. The sound for the root chakra, if you were going to chant it or tone it, is like U-H, So you go, and you could just do this over and over. You're using your singing, chanting voice. You're using the vowel that goes with the root chakra typically, and that will help you ground into that part of your body. Now, your root chakra is at the base of your spine. If you're doing this, you may feel some tingling around the base of your spine, okay? That's all good. If you feel it, let it tingle, okay? And you can just keep toning the For those of you who are color inclined, the root chakra color is typically red, and you can visualize red with that as well while you're doing this. So really, that one with a whole bunch of stuff together, chanting and toning, root chakra, toning the color, the vowel, and the color too. That's a whole bunch of stuff. But all of those things are vibrations that help to recalibrate your energy. Okay, let's see. That was number eight. Number nine. To break up the energetic congestion, this is one of my favorites from Donna Eden's energy medicine that she does, is you put your fingers right here on your forehead, right in the middle of your forehead, and you pull them apart like this. And what you're doing is you're breaking up the energetic connection or congestion. You're breaking it up, and then you can do it up here and here. It really helps to spread it out some, and it works very well. Okay? And number 10, we have some acupressure things. Now, the first one is the breast point. It is right here. So right here you have that indentation there, and there's bones. And then right below that, there's a hollow below the bones, okay? If you breathe and press, massage it a little bit lightly, of course, don't hurt yourself, this will help center you and get you back in your body, get your energy back here, okay? So that's one. Okay, acupressure here. What that does is it's affecting the meridians, the energy meridians in your body. The next one is on your foot, and I'm not going to show you my foot, but I'm going to get you my shoe so I can show it to you where it is. So this is between your second and third toes. Between your second and third toes, there's a slight indent, like towards the center, a slight indent. So like about here it would be on my shoe. Okay, if you flex up your toes, it's easier to find that index, but it's about here. This is very much a grounding one, and for those of you who struggle with insomnia, it can help you with sleep. Now, I had forgotten that for myself, or I would have used it a long time ago because I had a couple nights that were really bad. I'm putting my shoe back on, so that's what I'm doing here. Okay, the next one is one more acupressure point. It's right in between your eyebrows, right here. So if you massage that, it helps you release anxiety and stress. It's not quite up where the third eye is, which is here, but it's down a little bit more. Now, sometimes people say the third eye is here, but I always feel it up a little higher myself. So this way. My feeling would be if you're massaging your third eye, just be careful that you're not doing it too much. Okay, the pressure might affect you. So the acupressure points are amazing. And obviously, if we're working with energy overwhelm, then we do want to work with some energy. So the acupressure is a great way to, and so simple, to make a difference in how you're feeling. Okay, let me come back and check some of the comments, and then we're going to talk about protecting your energy. I carry rocks in my head. Does that count? Oh, my God. I know, right? Yeah, you married your guy, so yeah, it counts. Oh, you guys are funny. So when you're chanting, you are deep breathing. Look, it all goes together, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, I suppose if you walked up to somebody and you're talking to them like this, they're going to go, do you have a headache? Yes, we want to raise that vibration as much as possible. I get crown headaches at night sometimes. So if you get crown headaches, okay, that's when the energy is too much here. That means, usually, you got a lot of energy coming in, and sometimes it can also mean, not always, that the energy is constricted somewhere and it's not flowing. So if you get a crown chakra headache, you want to do this. And just bring down, intend to bring down that energy all the way through your body. Just bring it all the way down. So you're intending to move it down. And that will help get rid of that. And also those that crown chakra, you can do the same thing, the congestion thing there. That will help. Okay. Yeah, try it, Erica, for the insomnia. I got to remember it myself for the next time I have insomnia. Okay, so Rodney. Struggling with the anxiety hitting my solar plexus and dealing with bloating. Very familiar with grounding techniques and protection, but have struggled getting rid of the stomach energy these past 2 weeks. This is a suggestion that's coming in, so I guess I'm doing you a mini energy reading right now. A suggestion to try. Number one, well, I don't know why I'm going to say number one, but you know how it goes. They talk to me. Put your hand on the solar plexus there, at that chakra area. Put your hand there. Okay, and then what you might try is visualizing what this anxiety looks like, okay, in your body. What does this anxiety energy look like? Sometimes when I ask people what it looks like, they might say something like, well, it looks like a big black ball, okay? Or they might say it looks like it has tentacles and it's spreading everywhere. Or it might have different colors, whatever they might be. So let's say that it seems like a big black ball, like a big heavy weight. And what you do energetically is you intend to bring more light there. So you can put your hand on one hand on your stomach and another hand like this up in the air more, where you're channeling through the light energy and you send it there to that space. So you're visualizing and feeling at the same time. So you visualize what would that black ball do when all of this light hits it, okay? And I get the impression right away that for you, that's a pretty solid black ball. And so the visualization of the ball actually expanding, okay? So I feel it kind of tight. So I want to expand it out more. And it's not a bad thing, okay? I'm not making it worse. What I'm doing is I'm making it bigger so that it's actually starting to get fuzzier on the edges, okay? So like I'm stretching it out. So I want to stretch it out. Light can change it. Now, you may visualize something else, of course, and you might even visualize something else that's coming in to help it rather than light. Maybe you see something else that just comes. So we want to do that. Now, if you missed the beginning part as well about what I was talking about with this energy and how to handle the overwhelm, is we must make sure we feel the anxiety. We must feel it. Because when we feel anxiety, what we do is we push it away. And even though it sounds weird, we want to open up to it. We want to accept it's there and allow it to be there. So that may also be a part of letting this go. letting it mutate into something else, letting it dissolve. So try some of those ideas, Rodney, and that may very well help you. Okay. I know. Acupressure and crystals, put them together and you're having a party. grounding points, muddy. Okay, muddy. Yes, then definitely. Now, what might work for you as well, Rodney, then might be water. Okay, what if you were standing? Oh, this is fun. What if you were standing, visualizing it, not physically doing it, unless you want to find a waterfall and do this, but that you were standing under a waterfall, that the water is just pouring on you in a very comfortable way. You don't feel like you're going to drown or anything like that, but the energy is just coming down. It's like a waterfall of light, a waterfall of water coming down and cleansing your body of all the anxieties and worries, which would be a really good thing you could do in the shower, right? With a whole bunch of water coming on you and just visualizing the anxiety going down the drain, right? Oh, that's a good one. I love when spirit gives me a good one. So let it go down the drain. That may very well help. Elizabeth is saying EFT tapping. Tapping is wonderful. If you guys have not checked out tapping, definitely check that out. I'm not going to talk about it tonight. I have talked about it somewhat recently, but tapping is wonderful for helping breaking up those energetic blocks where you feel horrible. If you want, I could go over tapping again. Okay, so let's go to the next thing. I'm just talking and talking. I'm wondering if I'll see if I get some readings, and of course we can always do them again next week, right? So protecting your energy. Lots of times I tell people to protect their energy, and they look at me and they go, what are you talking about? What do you mean protect your energy? And really what that means, it's another way of saying protect yourself, okay? Our energy, we are all energy. Everyone is energy. Everything is energy. So when we talk about protecting our energy, we want to be very careful about where we expend our energy. So we want to make sure that our energy is safe. We don't want to allow others to negatively impact us, right? We just don't. We don't want to give our energy away to others holding on to some story of how we've been wrong. For example, so somebody has hurt you intentionally or otherwise, and you keep replaying that story of what they did to you. What happens when you do this, and there's a difference between venting and just telling somebody, blah, 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 this happened. But if you keep telling that story and you keep venting, we'll call it in quotes now, if you keep venting that same story over and over, you're not moving forward. So what happens is when you replay the story, your energy actually goes out. You're depleting your energy. So you're giving your energy away. Years ago, somebody said to me, not about me, but just in passing conversation, that if you're mad at somebody, you're actually giving your energy to them. Now, I don't know that we're literally giving our energy to them, but the idea that if I'm mad at somebody or I'm replaying that story over and over again, that it's actually going toward them instead of staying with me was enough for me to become very aware of how I was playing with my energy. So you want to watch how much you replay that story. If you keep going on and you're getting stuck there, then you need to stop and get yourself back here again because you're actually giving your energy away. It's the same thing when you wait for somebody to apologize for whatever they did wrong and they're not apologizing. In essence, you are giving your energy to them. You know, Greg likes to say they're on the other side of town having a margarita, not even thinking about you at all, and you're the one suffering, right? So you can stop doing that. So the first way to protect your energy is to not replay the story of how you've been wronged. Just don't. Yes, it was wrong. Yes, maybe it was very hurtful. Yes, maybe it was mean. But do you want to get stuck there, wasting your energy on that? Can you change it? Okay, maybe, but if you can't, you're just stuck there. The next thing to think about protecting our energy is sometimes we have to protect our energy from ourselves. So if you have a vicious inner critic who amplifies your self-hatred and self-doubt, what we are doing is that inner critic, that part of ourselves, is chipping away at our own energy. So we're like sabotaging ourselves. So to handle that, to protect yourself from that inner critic, is to shift your self-perspective. Who are you really? Are you really the voice that inner critic is talking about? Are you really that kind of person? I don't think so. So shift your self-perspective. Stop feeding the voice. Stop listening to the voice. Stop taking it as a fact that this is, you know, who you really are. If it is negative, it is putting you down, if it's making you feel bad, it's not true. That's just the way it is. Okay, let's see. I'm checking the comments. I've got more on protecting yourself. Don't you worry. You are most welcome, Rodney. I had a dream last week that a man and woman were praying over me for a healing miracle, and they were pushing their hands on the crown of my head, and I actually felt it, and it woke me up. Love it. Love it. Yeah, you know, when the energy comes in here through the crown chakra, it can be really strong sometimes. Okay, so remember, if you feel it here and it's too much, you can do this thing and you just intend it to move down. Visualization and intention can do so much, Erica. Yes, I love the shower thing, right? Sandy does it in the shower every night, letting go. And Ron is brave and uses freezing cold water. Oh, I just get cold thinking about you, Ron, doing that. Hitting the beach is the way to do it, if you ask me. Go over tapping if you have time. Okay. Fielding helped me this week. I pretend like I put my cape on, pulling my hood up. Yes, I'm actually going to talk about something similar in a little bit. Yeah, okay. Let's see. I'm going to go to Gail for a second, and then I'll go back to my many comments here. How can we recharge after running on adrenaline for several days or even weeks? And I can relate to that because when we were launching the Soul Empowerment Community, we were doing so much. It was a lot. And it took us a little bit of time to recover. So self-care always. We've got to make sure that we're doing what our body needs. If you guys are on my mailing list, I sent out an email today about I listen to my body. Once I get it posted, I'm going to post it on my website as a blog, and I will post the link for you because it's all about the importance of paying attention to our body and how we don't pay attention to our bodies. So if, Gail, you should have gotten my email, check that out because there's all sorts of different ways to pay attention to what's going on. The more we pay attention to our bodies, the more grounded our energy becomes. And also, for those of you who are interested, it does help our intuition develop even further. We will also be healthier physically, mentally, and emotionally. So that's something to do to make sure you're paying attention to the body, Gail. Make sure you do take the rest. We have been taught to power through, and we sometimes forget that it's okay to just sit around and do nothing. I know I have a problem with just sitting around and doing nothing, and I know there are others who have as well. So that is very important. Some of these grounding techniques may also help. Get you back here and get your energy going again. So let's see. Now, so protect your energy further. If you know, now this is dealing with the physical parts of life for a minute. If you know someone is going to be hurtful, they always insult you or they obviously dismiss you or your dreams, that kind of person, give yourself permission to not put up with it. You don't have to spend time with people who aren't nice to you. Right? You don't have to. I know you just said right there, I don't know who said it. However, if they're family or friends or coworkers, you know, sometimes we do have to continue having interactions with them. So how do you protect your energy and not get caught up in it and not take things personally? How do you do it? Do you want to make a plan? If you know you're going to be going to, I always use the holiday dinner with your racist, nasty uncle person. You know, I always use that kind of example. You want to go to the dinner because you want to see everybody else, but you know he's going to be there, and so you start getting all worked up because you're thinking he's going to be such a jerk again. He always says this to me, and it makes me so upset. Well, what are you going to do differently, okay? You have to make a choice. What are you going to do? So make a plan how you can protect yourself. You can decide simply to not take anything personally and let it roll off you. It's not worthy of a response. You don't have to take it personally. Even if it is personal, you don't have to take it personally. When you do this, when you don't take it personally, your energy is immediately strengthened because you're standing up for yourself for what you need, what your body needs, what your energy needs. So you can decide simply to do that. Also, if you can remember and understand that people are the way they are and they're not going to change, You can stop expecting and hoping for them to change. Okay, your uncle is getting you upset because you're wishing he was a different person, but he's not, and he's not going to change. It's the way it is. So if you recognize this and accept that he's the way he is, you can shift your energy back into that self-empowerment instead of allowing it to get depleted. You don't have to give your energy away or let it run out of your body because he's a jerk. He's always going to be like this. He's not going to change. Why are you wasting your energy on somebody who's not going to change? Just don't. You can also decide that if they keep coming after you or they keep bothering you and you've let it roll off you, you've decided not to take it personally, and it's after a bit, though, it just becomes excessive, right? You can decide that you're going to leave and go someplace else. You don't have to physically stay there. You really don't. You don't have to. If it's not good for you, you don't have to. Boundaries. If you need an excuse, just go to the bathroom and never go back to that space. You can also speak up and say that the behavior is not acceptable and you're not going to put up with it. You can also do that if you want. It's your energy and you get to protect it the way that's going to work for you. You do not have to be with energy vampires, as we like to call them. So if you've never heard that term before, an energy vampire is someone who, when you're near them, it's like they suck the energy out of you, you know? And some people can be very draining. You know, their energy is too intense or their energy is just nasty or you just, for whatever reason, you just, bleh. And if that's the case, you've got different choices. You can also protect your energy by setting a boundary around yourself. I do a morning intention sometimes. You could set an intention or a boundary saying, I'm surrounded by an energetic bubble where only love and light can enter. That's easy, right? My energy is protected at all times. You could do that, or you could put the two of them together. So I'm surrounded by an energetic bubble where only love and light can enter. My energy is protected at all times. When you do an intention, if you haven't heard me talk about intentions before, feel how that would feel. How would you feel if your energy is strong? If you're near somebody who's a jerk, then it's going to roll right off you. You'll be like, oh, it's okay. So you'll feel free to be you, and you won't take that stuff on. So much of our problem for picking up other people's energies is we are people pleasers, so many of us, and we want to keep other people happy. We don't want to cause conflict. So we've learned at some level in our bodies that that's what we need to do. And so then we forget that we don't have to do that, that we can protect our energy and say, no, that's not acceptable. I'm not doing it. So that can help. And somebody mentioned putting on a cloak. I like that idea, putting on a cloak where it covers you up and protects you. Yes. Okay, I'm going to check the comments. It looks like I've talked a lot again tonight, didn't I? Change your story. Inner critic. I know the inner critic is something, right? Yes. Now, here's the thing. When your energy is depleted, as the day goes on, you'll notice you get more tired and you can't think as clearly as maybe you could have earlier in the day. If you know that's what's happening, make sure you do whatever you have to do to protect your energy later in the day as well. And before I go to some places, like if I know there's going to be a lot of people in a certain area, I get my energy built up and kind of put a little shield around me or wall around me so I don't pick up everybody else's energy because it can be too much for me. So, and really for me, I just hate wasting my energy, you know? Yes, forgiveness. Yes, that is the way to go, forgiveness. Forgive others. That doesn't mean we approve of other people's actions. It doesn't mean anything like that. It means we don't want to carry that energy with us anymore. That's what it is. Yeah, we do beat ourselves up more than we allow others to, right? Why would you accept it from yourself if you won't accept it from others? Mm-hmm. Well, and that's kind of the same with some relationships, you know. Sometimes people will talk to their partner in such a way that you just kind of go, whoa, I would never talk to somebody like that, you know, and they may have kind of mixed some things up. The more you replenish and strengthen your energy, recalibrating that energy, making it stronger, the easier it becomes for you to handle everything, the stronger your physical body becomes. And so if you have some things going on, you know what happens when we get stressed, right? Invariably, it seems like we pick up a cold or something else. And so if we can keep our energy strong, we're protecting our physical body as well. Let's see. I'm just skimming really fast here. Do not run well around negativity. Yes. Yeah, and it is. It's so much easier the more I realize that some people around me are just, that's just the way they are, and I didn't have to take it on. I didn't have to let their energy merge with mine, if you will. Yes, Tina, be the change. You are in control of the change. Those rocks in your pocket become very useful. Good one, Mick. Okay, now, so that was protecting your energy. Now let's talk a little bit about clearing your energy. And then that is actually my last topic, and I've talked so much on all of this. It was very important. I actually sat today, and we've been traveling for a little bit, so I sat today and just wrote the whole thing out. So next week, a couple things. One, if you want me to do some energetic things, we can do questions again like we've been doing. I can do some energy things, guidance for you guys, whatever you want. You let me know. You can write it in the comments. Darlene, great point. I think energy vampires know you'll give up your energy to them, so they target you. And it may not be intentional. Sometimes it is. But it may not be intentional. And you know when you have that friend that just drains all your energy because all she does is talk about all her problems, and you used to try to give her advice, but she didn't make any changes, and after a while you felt like you were beating the head against the wall. That kind of person, they're not doing it on purpose. It's just the way it is. You know, and they probably like your energy because they know you're there for them. But that's where the boundaries may come in handy, where you can say, yeah, no. Energy bubbles are fun, Tina. Yes, and great one, Lynn. She says she asked Archangel Michael to shield me, and only love and light allowed to penetrate will be around me. And that, of course, you can always ask your angels to help. Okay, energy. Oops, I missed that one. It went by really fast. You can hear frequency, and it kind of scares me and bothers me. It gets louder at night. I can hear frequency, and it kind of scares me and bothers me. It gets louder at night. Do you just, like, is it, you know, like tinnitus, or is it other stuff? Well, anyway, I have to ask that question. That's a good one. Okay, let's see what else we got. Okay, yes. So Sandy had a case of vertigo, first time ever since Thursday. Oh, my God. That must be horrendous. It must be horrendous. And I think the grounding will help. Definitely try some of these ideas. Okay, so clearing your energy. We've got the typical ones. Everybody knows it. Well, I should say everybody. A lot of people know about sage. You can get a sage spray, or you can burn the sage and stuff. That helps. What's really important, and I think sometimes people forget this, is the light within our houses, apartments, our buildings, to make sure we have as much light as possible. For those of you who live up north, like I do in New York in the winter, we don't even have sun up there anymore. So it's very important to have as much light as possible. Open your window blinds. You can even set some candles out, light them with some intention to clear the energy in your space around you. So much of what I'm talking about today has to do with being intentional and how you live, being intentional and how you're responding to your energy, how you're responding to your emotions, how you're responding to what's happening in life. You know, when we recognize we cannot change everything around us necessarily, we also recognize we don't want to give our energy away to those things that we can't change. My goodness, I really have talked a lot, haven't I? Okay, another way to clear your energy, music. Play music. Singing, of course, doing music is always wonderful, but playing music. Be cautious and wise about what kind of music you listen to. Some of the current music has some nasty lyrics, and our words do carry a vibration. If we use positive, uplifting, high vibrational words, our energy becomes stronger and clearer. With some of the energies that are out there with music, some of the music is very dark, so you don't want to have that kind of music playing in your house. You may love that style, but if the words are dark, negative, pessimistic, hurtful, you don't want to be playing that. It carries an energy, so you want uplifting music. Maybe you want some new agey music, something you really like. Maybe you want some healing music, you know, the things like Jonathan Goldman does and some other sound healers out there. Maybe you want some classical music. And I was talking to my coaching group and telling them that Bach is a classical composer, of course, And Bach is wrote a lot of music for churches. So there's a religious, spiritual vibe in so much of it. So if you love that kind of music, play some Bach. People say talk about Mozart as well as being very helpful for raising your vibration, raising your energy, clearing it out, those kinds of music. So pick things that you love. Pay attention to how it makes in quotes, your body feel. Another thing you can do, and this is, we're moving into energy work right now, is to take your arms and you go out around yourself. So I've got my hands like this and I'm going out around. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing up energy and then I'm bringing it down in front of and into my body. So I'm picking up good energy, bringing it into my energetic field, clearing and grounding. You do this just a few times and make it big motion, really big motion, and just intend that you're intending you're bringing the energy up and down and in and grounding. That works very well for helping to clear. That's what I do sometimes Monday night circles in Lilydale in the summer when my energy is gone and we still have to do those things. So I do this a few times while we're getting ready. Another thing you can do to clear your energy is called, we call it fluffing your aura. So you go like this. So what you're doing is making little circles like this as you go up your body. So you're making little circles as you go up. You're bringing in good energy and removing bad, in quotes, energy. So you're going like this, a little bit slower than that. I'm doing it fast just for effect and get it done sooner. So you can do this. This brings in good energy and it gives you energy. You'll feel more energetic. Another thing to consider is don't look at the news. Practical matters. Don't look at the news. Even if looking at the headlines gets you feeling stressed and anxious, just don't do it. It's okay. You don't have to know every single thing that's going on in the world. You can know a little bit, and that's enough. Okay? It really helps. Okay, so let me see. I'm going to scroll on the comments. And good point. Mary was saying, I happened to catch it before it scrolled away on me. Mary was saying that, you know, she's by herself most of the time, and by the end of the day, she feels depleted. And Greg was saying, well, sometimes it is the connections. We need connections with other people. I do like to be alone a lot, but there reaches a point where I do need to connect with people, and that's one of the reasons I love this show, because I get to connect with you. Even though I don't see you, I get to connect with you. Okay, I'm going to scroll faster. Native American music, yes. Angel Reiki healing music. Look at you guys. Awesome. Yes, laughing. Watch a baby laughing video. Oh, my gosh. I can't help but laugh when I see that, and I will watch it for 20 minutes if I can. Change your attitude. Laugh. You can't be negative if you're laughing. Some people, there are laugh therapists out there. I don't know exactly what they do except make people laugh, but would that be a fun job? Yes. How do I clear physical pain? Okay, that's a topic for a whole other time where we do some literal healing work. And how to do healing work. If you're in the community, we are going to be doing that when are we doing it? March 1st, if you're in the Soul Empowerment community, I will do some of that. Clearing physical pain, so much of that, the principle, just to get into it very quickly, the principle of healing work is intention plus energy and love. If we connect to positive energy, we set the intention for the highest and best, we set the intention to improve our energy, we set the best to release pain, whatever it might be. And then we intention, send the energy. We intend to send the energy, so we send energy there. Okay? So that may help some. Lots of these techniques we're talking about tonight can actually help with some pain as well. No guarantees on that, but there you are. What is best for physical healing? Okay, I might have to add that to my list. We do that motionless smudging. Oh, that's cool. I'm glad I tuned in. Okay. So tonight, I have talked too long. I'm so sorry. Well, you know, I get going, and I didn't realize it was going to take this long, but I had a flow going. So weekly connection with people. We love you, Mary. Zoom definitely works. And, keep writing comments in here. And we will, I think what we'll do, maybe we'll do some more energy next week. Maybe we can talk some more about healing the pain, and maybe I can give you guys some of those readings I said I was going to do. I only did one person, so what was it, Rodney? He won. Hang on, relax for the most part. Okay, good. You don't have to have negative people. Thinking the cheap? Good. I didn't even know that had a name. I've just been doing it for years. So that's wonderful. Okay. So anyway, does burning sage stop spirits from visiting? No, absolutely not. It clears the space. We want to clear the space. And spirits can get through everything and anything, if you ask me. I've seen them get through all sorts of things. Okay, so next week, I think what we'll do is we'll talk some more about energy. I won't have anything necessarily planned except for maybe some healing ideas that might give you some help. And we can just answer your questions on energy or maybe anything else you want to do. And then we can do some other things. And if spirit gives me more direction, I will change my mind because that's what I do. Because spirit already gives me things all the time. This group discussion is awesome. Feel better already. Good. Okay, I'm so glad. Incense, too, right? I love incense. Well, I'm so glad this helps you down mood, Mary Beth. And it's uplifting. Good. Great information. Yay. I'm really enjoying that. You guys enjoyed it. Yeah, the spirit wanted me to talk about this very much so tonight. So there we are. Okay, so next week we'll do something like this. I'll post it. No worries. You'll know what's going on. So I will leave you guys. It was so nice being with you tonight again. Thank you for your awesome questions and comments. And I hope this was helpful. Lori says it was good. And I'm glad, I hope it's helpful for you because we are living in a strange time. And I tell you, I can use as many of these myself as the rest of you can because it's craziness out there. So you guys have a wonderful week. And I will see you next week. Bye.